This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Explain, Brad, how Solomon's quest for significance, for purpose, for satisfaction is really common for men today. Now, that's a good thing, actually. And how to get away from the vain roads that are centered around ourselves and under the only road that will lead to eternal significance, which is a life under God.
Yeah, the book of Ecclesiastes is so appropriate for men, especially in our context today. The topic you're referring to, or the text that you quoted, comes in that earlier portion of Ecclesiastes where Solomon takes his readers through some of his failed efforts, his failed attempts, and he includes that to explain to his readers where he went wrong and how that was rectified. And it all builds until you finally get to the end of the book where he lays down, you know, the most fundamental finding and the most important conclusion that you can draw from his search for significance. But in the text that you quoted, from chapter 1, if you look at chapter 1, verses 12 through 18, what's very interesting there in Ecclesiastes is to circle or underline all the places where you have the pronouns I, my, or myself referenced in verses 12 through 18. And there's an abundance of references. Solomon says over and over, I, my, myself. And he combines that with things like my mind. I sought to seek, I sought to realize, I sought to know. And what it testifies to at this point in Solomon's stumbling was that he gave himself to autonomous thinking. Now, we've said already in this broadcast that the mind is so very important to the Christian. It cannot be neglected. It is central to growth and development in the Christian life. We have to use our minds. Our minds must be renewed. Now, Solomon was very much using his mind, and he testifies to that, and especially in chapter 1. But here was the problem. For a time, he had delved into what we call autonomous thinking, reasoning from the self as the starting point. And that is completely contradictory to what Solomon had said earlier in his life when he says, for example, in Proverbs 1, verse 7, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And it's contrary to what he's going to say at the end of Ecclesiastes in chapter 12, verse 13, where he says, this is the end of the matter, fear God. For a time in Solomon's life, with all the wisdom that he had been given, he began to think with himself as the judge, as the starting point. He became the arbiter in that period of time of what is true and right and good and pleasing. And that's what led him to all the problems that we read of, particularly in 1 Corinthians 11, all the problems, all the failures, all the pain and sorrow that Solomon experienced. He failed to think according to the fear of the Lord. He failed to think with the fear of the Lord as the foundation to the use of the mind in the proper sense.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.